This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we understand that some 9 migrants are now being charged with storming the border, as we saw happen in El Paso the other day. In other news, the Biden administration may be contemplating presidential pardons for 9 migrants who stormed the border at El Paso. No, I'm making that part up, folks, but it does seem like that would follow, doesn't it? In the way the Biden administration has treated the border and treated the crisis that it is in and of itself creating. But I'll tell you what, folks, it's no joke. Obviously, when you have something like that happen, there has to be some kind of consequence. We can't have this kind of thing happening on a regular basis. This was a total breach, to say the least. But, folks, welcome to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition. We're glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we do love to hear from you via direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. We've already heard from James listening on 710 KNUS. We've already heard, of course, from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. We heard from Uncle Rick listening on 9:30 a.m. as well. And, of course, we also heard from Frederick, by the way, up in NYC. And, folks, I've got to tell you, we're getting calls and messages from all over the place, and it is really, really something. I appreciate it so much. Our regular contributors appreciate it, and we're glad, very, very glad to have you on board. So once again, folks, a lot to talk about on the program this morning. By the way, I want you to stay tuned. Make sure you stay tuned to the show this morning, because at the bottom of this hour, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We got a very, very important thing to talk about this morning, as always, of course, but in this particular case also, it involves the most dire of health care issues for our vets. And so definitely want to stay tuned. We'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith at the bottom of the hour. So in the East, that's about 5:30 in the Eastern time zone. It's the bottom of the hour for hour number 4 for our program, of course. But once again, folks, I do want to take this opportunity at the top of the hour here to once again, we've been mentioning it all through the morning, but the very, very sad news that we got earlier today. I was very shocked by it, to be honest, because it was completely unexpected, and that was the fact that Joe Lieberman, a former senator from Connecticut, he was a Democrat, then he became an independent, died suddenly at the age of 82, according to his family, from complications from a fall. And, you know, we were talking with Denise Simon just a little while ago, and she said, yeah, he was just on television, like, what, a couple of days ago or something. And I do recall seeing him being interviewed. Then suddenly he takes a fall and has now passed away. But, you know, I can't say enough good things about Joe Lieberman. I know that we probably might not have agreed on all things in the political realm. But nevertheless, he seemed like a really good guy, a stand-up guy. He was certainly a staunch supporter of Israel. And see, things like that should transcend, I think, our politics. When we know something is right, when we know something is good to do, and we can come together on those kinds of things. And so, as I said, you may not agree with everything with somebody like Joe Lieberman, but you can have great meetings of the minds on all these different common issues. I'm sure you could have had a great conversation, had a great dinner, and been able to be friends. And I think that that's one of the things that's missing nowadays. And Joe Lieberman kind of represented that in terms of his era, of his contribution. And so our thoughts and prayers, our condolences, of course, go out to his family, his wife Hadassah. People got more familiar with her, of course, during the campaign in 2000 when he was Al Gore's running mate. And you know, I'm telling you, folks, somebody like Joe Lieberman, we won't see his like probably ever again. Because these days, especially from the far left, what is the far left doing? The far left wants to make sure that literally it's all or nothing. It's almost scorched earth, but it's what it is. It's devastation. They want to cause complete, total devastation. You can have no friends on the other side of the aisle to them, right? If you say that you want to vote for Donald Trump, or you think that things were better under Donald Trump, or just in general you want to change this administration from being a Democrat administration to a Republican administration, now you're no longer another political party that has some different ideas on spending or different ideas on foreign policy, things like that. You are now against democracy itself. You are so far into the enemy territory that, you know, we can't even have somebody come on, you know, NBC News. No way. And this kind of stuff. And it has just gotten out of hand. And I think people like Joe Lieberman represented a much different kind of approach. And I think most people across the highways and byways, while being passionate about their political beliefs or what they think this country should do next, this kind of thing, I think that they're kind of tired. They're kind of tired of being accused every day, all the live long day, of being enemies of democracy. Because why? Because they actually want democracy to play out. They want our constitutional republic to function the way that it's laid out in the Constitution. Far left says, we don't like that today. Let's throw that part out and then do what we tell you. You know, nah, we're not going for that. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Talk to me. You never talk to me.
So it looks like an appeals court has allowed now ballots in Pennsylvania that did not have a date on them or weren't filed incorrectly to be able to be discarded. This from Reuters. The U.S. Appeals Court on Wednesday rejected a challenge to a Pennsylvania rule that allowed the state to discard mail-in ballots that arrive on time, but in envelopes with missing or correct dates, or incorrect dates, I should say, written on them by voters. Voting rights advocates said the Philadelphia-based Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals 2-1 ruling in favor of Republicans could allow for thousands of ballots to be discarded that are cast by voters in Pennsylvania, a key battleground state in the upcoming November presidential election. Well, of course, folks, you know, obviously ballots are going to have to conform and be legitimate. If their legitimacy can't be readily ascertained, then they're not a valid ballot, I would think. And we certainly can't go back to the days of, well, we think this voter meant to do this, or we think they meant to mail it then we didn't get it until later, and this kind of thing. So, in other words, there has to be some kind of rules, right? There has to be some kind of at some point the election is over, or you also have to be able to be responsible enough to file a valid ballot. But this, of course, Democrats rely so heavily on mail-in ballots that obviously they will jump up and down about this until the proverbial cows come home. All right, let's go over to the telephone lines. We've got the lines lighting up here in this segment. We got Eric in Tennessee this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, I had sad to hear about former Senator Lieberman. I mean, I didn't agree with his politics probably 30% of the time. You know what I mean? But he still was a gentleman, if that makes any sense. In today's world, we don't see much gentle ladies or gentle men at all in politics. Real quick, you last hour you guys were talking about, Denise had mentioned Yeltsin, the transition at the end of the, I believe it was a managed decline of the Soviet Union, because brute force, meeting brute force, gets nothing but a, you know, a collision and a wreck. So I think they surreptitiously collapsed in order to, further continue this Cold War, which I feel has been still going on, regardless of what people see or hear, because there's a rhetorical joke that when the wall fell, where did all the communists go? And the answer is public policy and education, as we've seen over the last 30 years. It's just, in my opinion, metastasized into a cancer that we see, that's the quasi-neo-Marxist ideologies that have inculcated everything that we in our social society, not necessarily fiscal society, although they're trying to do that, but in a political policy-driven society. That's all you see. And as far as Yeltsin goes, he was a stooge, in my opinion, because I kind of came to political realization or awakening when I, late teen years, after seeing David Hasselhoff singing on this Berlin Wall in his neon lit up jacket singing about freedom. I was like, oh Lord, here we go. But I dig that. Got to dig that up for YouTube viewers.
Oh, absolutely.
And
he also sings Una Paloma Blanca on some YouTube thing as well. But let me ask you a quick question, though. One of the things that always struck me as a little funny was that in every takeover in Russia or the Soviet Union, they always, hate to say, but they always do away with the other leaders. Gorbachev absolutely survived very easily, it would seem, when this whole thing happened. I always wondered about that.
Through the looking glass, as outsiders looking into that culture, if you will, because it's not just a society; it's an actual civilization in Russia. They were their own civilization, so to speak. And I feel, and this is my opinion, it goes to the further assumption of myself that it was a managed decline, because he died of old age in Moscow. Gorbachev did. Mm-hmm. He survived because party apparatchiks, they're going to be taken care of. Okay, this glasnost. I remember glasnost. I remember the Keflavik Iceland meetings in the news, shuttle diplomacy, and yada yada during the Reagan years. People can say, well, Yeltsin slides in. He was controllable. He was malleable. Why? Because he was corrupt. And he was a severe alcoholic. And people can look this up. This isn't just, conspiracy theory. He was manipulable. He, go to meetings wasted, essentially. And I think part of the ingratiation Vladimir Putin did with him, he saw that he can get back in to the, morph his political demeanor a little bit. He was upset, and if I'm not mistaken, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, it had come out that he didn't like Yeltsin because Yeltsin signed on to these Western agreements that he's like, whoa, what are we doing here? Why are we signing on to the IMF and taking out billions and billions of dollars, of loans with the IMF? If people look into the IMF, you see where they're involved in. There's turmoil until that country falls in line with Western foreign policy. And I'm not degrading the West. I mean, look at it objectively. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, that's what's going on. Yeltsin, always a friendly. Again, I was a young man, and I was like, oh yeah, no more Soviet Union, yay freedom. But as the years went on, if people remember the '90s, it was kind of like nothing going on. It was kind of like a reset going on. People were vying for positioning politically in the global, global sphere of geopolitics. China was still laying low, but you know what? We had Bill Clinton dropping all this technology on China, missile, rocketry or guidance system technology, engine technology on them. They were stealing left and right from NASA as far as shuttle technology when we started the space shuttle. I mean, just go and Google all this stuff. So, again, getting back to everybody's hating Putin, do I hate him? No, you need to respect your adversary. And I think we've created an enemy out of someone who could have just remained an adversary, but because of our foreign policy, particularly in Eastern Europe, not one more inch that former was a Secretary of State, Jim Baker, if I forget, don't hold me to that, they said, we're not going to move one more inch into Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. Incrementalism, successive approximation. NATO's done that. Now, is it good or bad? Well, I'm not sitting at the table, negotiating or with the whole intelligence apparatus at my fingertips to get what the general intelligence on that stuff. But I think that we've created, this is just my opinion, they should have been just kept at an arm's distance as an adversary, like President Trump was doing. People can say whatever they want about, CIA, former CIA director Pompeo and stuff. You got to keep those guys, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Your enemies closer, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Eric, I appreciate the call very much. I want to get to one more caller before we have to go out to the break. Yeah, but thank you for calling. I'm glad to talk with you this morning. Eric in Tennessee, everybody. We appreciate him very much. Always an interesting call with Eric, no doubt about that. Let's head over here. We got Tony in Tampa this morning giving us a call. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kyle. What fetches me, Kyle, is this. A gallon of gas in Tampa, where I live, a gallon of gas at the pump is $3.35 a gallon. Diesel fuel is $4 a gallon, so you know what that does to prices at the supermarkets and the supermarkets and the department stores.
Oh, yeah.
Jacks it up. And what really vexes me is this. Trump's beating Biden by, what, a point and a half, two and a half point max? How can that be?
That's a really good question. I do think that I've never thought this is going to be an easy climb. Certainly the Democrats, no matter that the reality is going to line up with what the Republicans are going to be telling them, it's still going to be a major, major tough battle to win in November. Only because I think the Democrats will continue to latch on to certain issues like abortion and so forth. But we've got several months here, and hopefully Trump's going to be able to adjust to some of these voters who did not want to vote for him again. And but that's what you got. That's what you got to work with at this point.
I don't see how abortion can overcome economics. Economics is the basis or the basic situation that we all have to live in. We have to pay for this, that, and the other thing. Economics is more important than abortion.
Oh,
Although abortion
I agree.
Is very important.
No, I agree. I agree. What I hear is that a lot of, especially younger people, they are gravitating more to social justice issues, and those things actually, to them, in many cases, take precedence over inflation and over illegal immigration and things like that. So you got your work cut out for you. That's for sure.
You got your work cut out for you when you got to open up your wallet and pay $3.35 a gallon for gas.
You got that right.
That's what really vexes me.
You got that right, Tony.
Thank you very much, Kyle.
Sure. Take care. Great call. I appreciate it very much. Yeah, Tony's got it just right, everybody. Say what? Stay right there. We're coming right back. Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We're coming right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told reporters at the White House Wednesday the death toll from the collapse of Baltimore's Key Bridge could have been much higher if not for the swift response of emergency workers.
By the time most Americans saw those images, first responders and rescuers had already been at work for hours to save lives. That quick work unquestionably made an enormous difference.
An investigation into the crash could last 2 years. Customers might soon dub Dollar Tree as a few dollars more tree. The bargain store revealed in an earnings call that its price points will now start at $1.50, with select items reaching up to $7. King Charles III is set to make his first public appearance since his cancer diagnosis this weekend. Buckingham Palace has announced that the monarch will attend Easter Sunday services at Windsor Castle. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You know, so many pieces of this investigation, of this puzzle, they've got to put back together as to exactly what happened on this ship in the harbor in Baltimore. They're looking at the fuel. The fuel could have been an issue. They call it dirty fuel. We also understand that the ship underwent some engine maintenance in the port before it started off for its what was to be its destination in Sri Lanka. So, folks, this is going to be a while, but the investigations are underway, and there's got to be an answer as to why this terrible tragedy occurred and unfolded the way that it did. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition, and that means at this time during our Thursday edition of the program, it's one of my favorite times because we get to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. You can head over to their website, cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. You can also find them on X, of course, formerly Twitter, at Concerned Vets. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in Jimmy T. Smith. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. And, you know, one of the things that we're always talking about is problems at the VA healthcare system. And, you know, Kyle, a lot of veterans are telling people that, oh, I've had no problems, and the VA is doing wonderful for me, and that's great. We love to hear that because that's exactly what we want. But we also sadly hear a number of stories across the nation where veterans are being treated poorly by the VA healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, when we have set policy in the past, we want veterans to be able to get choice. So, again, we're here to talk about choice in the VA healthcare system.
Well, indeed. And Something I know that's been very important to concern veterans for America is the particular story that's come out, and it has to do with a VA heart patient had to wait 4 months to be able to get the help that he needed. And am I correct in saying that in terms of trying to go outside the VA or go to a civilian doctor?
Yes, this is exactly what happened. So one of the reporters down in Florida, Walt Buto, who we commonly work with, did an article in reference to this gentleman who is a current established patient with the VA healthcare system, goes into his primary care provider and says, hey, I'm having these issues. And he had previously had cardiac surgery. So it's not unlike they didn't know that he potentially had problems. Well, she refers him to a cardiac specialist, and they tell him it's going to be a four-month wait period. So he's waiting and waiting, and there at one point, he calls in, and he's like, well, what about community care? Community care is that program where they can refer you out if you have to drive more than 60 minutes for a specialist, or if you have to wait more than 20 days to see a specialist. The cardiology doctor replies to him, well, he lives too close, so he's not eligible, which is complete bunk, Kyle. This is not at all what the standard says. The standard says either or, not, you know, you have to live, if you live close enough, it's not a problem, you have to come in, you just have to wait. That's not what the access standards are. And when he calls another person in the VA healthcare system to complain about the waiting on the wait times, they're like, well, we've never heard anything about this access standards like this where, you know, you can just come in if it's under 20 days. So, of course, Walt did a great article. It's on our Twitter feed. You can definitely see it at Concerned Vets. But this is the exact example that we're constantly talking about coming on the radio. And yesterday, I was in Warren, Michigan, and guess what? We're getting information from them. Same exact thing. Veterans locally are being told that they live too close to the clinic, so they do not qualify for community care. And again, that's all bunk. They absolutely do. And denied care dies.
Well, is this a case, you think, of ignorance on their part, or are they just simply telling them, no, you don't qualify? I mean, that it just sounds so terrible.
Well, so what happened recently, and there's a video of it, is the Deputy Director for Veterans Healthcare Administration. So the VA has a number of different sections from education to burials and things like that. So this is the Deputy Director for the actual healthcare has said that they need to push the easy button less. And one of the things that the Secretary of the VA himself said in front of Congress was that they need to relook the access standards. And we know through our sister organization's Freedom of Information Act request that they are intentionally working to deny access to community care by dissuading the use of it. So I can tell you from what we're finding is this is likely an intentional effort.
Wow. That's overwhelming to me. I can't imagine that, because our vets are so important to us for one thing. And second of all, these time frames, if you have a cardiac problem, 4 months, that is not good. That is not cool.
Well, it's not. And one of the funny things is the VA has their very own wait time website where you can look up wait times. Now, earlier I said he was an established patient. James Haley claims that the average wait time for cardiologists is 17 days for established patients. It's 45 days for new patients. But yet this veteran is waiting 4 months for care at the clinic that he constantly goes to. So you can tell it is just bunk. They are intentionally likely doing this to him. And one of the things we continue to say is delayed care kills, and veterans are being stuck in this healthcare system and being denied care.
Well, indeed. And this comes under the auspices, of course, of the Mission Act, for example. I think that's where this all stems from. But, what can vets do, or what can we do? Is this a case of having to get the word out or to pressure VA leaders, or what's the next step?
Well, so this is three things that need to be done. One is veterans need to educate themselves. So they need to understand what the eligibility and access standards are. And, of course, they can go to a website that our sister organization set up called the VAMissionAct.com. So VAMissionAct.com, and they can learn so much more about the access standards and eligibility. Next, when they have these kind of things, they need to report these things to their member of Congress right away. Don't delay. And last but not least, this is why we're here. They can work with us by going to our website or going to our Twitter account and following what we're doing. They can sign up for the FRAGO and see what we're talking about. There's so many good opportunities by working with us to allow us to help give them that voice so that they can make the change needed by members of Congress.
Well, indeed. And again, this is, I'm so glad you're telling us this, because that's something we can all do, you know, as well. And especially if you know a vet, you can encourage them to do the very, very same thing. And also, as you said, the vets to educate themselves. Well, one of the great things and the great honor that we have, Jimmy, right here, is to be able to put this out over the air so that all the vets that are listening to us right now will know for sure that, hey, you know, there's something going on, and now they know the truth.
Well, and that's the thing, Kyle. You know, I went into members of Congress office, as I commonly do. One of the things that we tell them is, you know, we don't personally, our organization wants nothing from Congress other than for America to fulfill its promise to our veterans. And we know for a fact the promise is there, but there are people who are beating it down by denying access. So we work to educate them. We are giving information to members of Congress, and when they're out talking to veterans in the community, they can say, okay, we're finding that veterans aren't educated. Here's some tools. So we give out Mission Act cards that says the eligibility and access standards. We go to the various VSOs. So when I was in California, I talked to a foundation there, and they were like, hey, this is great information. This will help us educate veterans. Giving the tools to the veterans can actually save their lives. So for an organization that wants nothing but for America to keep its promise, we also believe it's our duty to help educate those veterans so that they can fight for themselves and they can have their own voice to be able to see success in their healthcare outcomes.
Indeed, indeed. And, of course, Jimmy, Concerned Veterans for America, people can find out more about your organization by going to cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4A.org. You're also on Twitter or X, of course, at Concerned Vets. But you've got the Overwatch section there. You've also got all kinds of great information about what Concerned Vets, Concerned Veterans, rather, for America are doing. And people can get informed that way as well.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that we as veterans know is to fight the good fight, you have to have the right tools. And we are so proud to be able to provide tools to veterans so they can stand up and fight for their health care outcomes.
Indeed. Well, Jimmy, it's been great talking with you again. I want to wish you safe travels out there as well. And we'll look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
God bless, Kyle.
God bless, too. Thanks, Jimmy. Take care. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is the website. Go over there. Check them out. Folks, check us out. We're coming right back right after this. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue to go through the early hours. And if you're just waking up, if you're just getting started for the day, we are glad that you're there. And hopefully we'll be able to send you off into your rest of the day with a smile at the very least. And we're having a lot of fun on the program this morning, as always. We've had a lot of great calls this morning. I'm really, really very happy about that. And we just talked with Jimmy T. Smith. And again, don't forget, the website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. You can also find out more at on Twitter, or as they call it, X now, at Concerned Vets. So definitely go over and check it out. Great conversation. And one of the things in this program, folks, is that we honor our vets. And we're so happy to be able to talk with Jimmy each week because, obviously, these are the people that have literally put their lives on the line for you and for me and for our country. And when you hear people like Adam Schiff saying, oh, they're damn fighting for democracy, well, guess what? Guess what? These, our vets actually did that, you see. And that's why we can, it's not lost on me, by the way. This is one of the reasons why we can even have shows like this. It's because of our vets. So didn't take that to the bank. All right, folks, one other thing that caught my eye here. We honor our vets on this program, but we also honor our law enforcement, and we respect them, and we have absolute utmost care for them. This from the New York Post. Anti-cop politicians should stay away from the funeral of slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, the Sergeants Benevolent Association warned on Wednesday, specifically calling out City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and public advocate Junami Williams, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Adrian Adams, Junami Williams, and their cohorts should stay home. They did. This is a quote. They detest cops and have no appreciation for what they do. They should stay home and not pretend they are grieving. They have caused enough heartbreak and destruction, SBA President Vincent Vallelong told the Post. His comments echoed a scathing letter sent by the union, which represents sergeants of the NYPD, slamming anti-police council members for posting hollow and untrue statements of sympathy about 31-year-old Diller's killing, saying that they, too, were not wanted at the funeral on Saturday. But again, this was just a terrible, terrible thing that happened. And honestly, folks, you know, people, they put on the uniform, they put on the badge. They have every single intent and desire to get home that night. And people wonder, well, you know, the policeman pulled me over and, you know, and why are they always so suspicious? Well, I'm telling you, because they also want to go home. So, you know, I can't imagine that they don't do more when they do a traffic stop. So if you ever do get pulled over, you know, just be courteous and let them understand and know by your actions that you're not a threat. And I tell you, they will treat you very professionally. And I can tell you that from experience. It's been a while, but I can tell you that from experience. You have to be able to be respectful of the police. And I'm telling you this, tragedy is going to reverberate for quite some time. And we also understand, too, I believe President Trump is expected to attend the wake of Officer Diller as well. So that will also be a very big development in this and call attention, obviously, to this terrible tragedy that happened in New York. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines this morning. We've got a very patient Mary in St. Pete giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning. Yes, support the blue and hang your flag that supports the police. I call because I'm a veteran and I'm retired from a VA hospital. And I can tell you that if you try a whistleblow job, you will lose your job. You will be blackballed, and eventually they will make you think you're crazy. They'll find a reason to get rid of you. If you file a complaint to the Inspector General, it goes back to the same VA it came from within 24 hours. They know immediately who did it, who filed the complaint. I was a nurse there for over 30 years. And this is what happens to people who try to whistleblow.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot whistle, and they'll lose their job, which means they have families. If you whistleblow, you'll lose your job, and so as long as you are not able to whistleblow or file a complaint, nothing is going to change up there. The VA also has a thing where they're allotted a certain amount of money per year. At the end of the year, if all that money is not spent, they have to spend it. And believe you me, the frivolous things they find to spend that money on is ridiculous. This year, I went to an appointment. All the pictures on the wall have been changed from first the original pictures, then to all beach pictures, all beach scenes. And then the last time I went, it was all gone back to war pictures, pictures of warplanes, pictures of helicopters in Vietnam. The whole thing had changed. They have this little thing called an interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much money do you think that costs, Kyle, to do that? So it's just completely dumb. And so not just talking about waiting for care. My husband waited for care over 9 months, and guess what? His cancer spread in the meantime. Surprise, surprise. So I will call Jimmy T. Smith and talk to him in person. I can't see a website doing any good, but I even had one of the Iraqi veterans complain, and they turned it around and made him look like the bad guy, and he quit.
Wow.
So that's what happens up there.
Wow.
It is a catastrophe on the VA. I just wanted to say that, but I will call Jimmy T. Smith and talk to him. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary, and thank you for your service as well. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. And, this particular subject, by the way, as you can see, it hits very close to home. And this is one of the great things that Concerned Veterans for America is all about, in making sure and calling out and showing where these major deficiencies lie for our vets. I mean, as we were talking with Jimmy just last segment, if you have a cardiac problem and you have to wait 4 months before you can go, to see the doctor, I mean, that, my friends, could amount to a death sentence. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but that's what it is. And, I guess it should be as dramatic as it needs to be at that point. Here's a great direct message. This is Carlos. I think he's listening in Puerto Rico this morning. He says, I've always said that VA health is a good example of socializing medical care. Well, that's probably exactly it. Again, because it's administered in a certain way and so forth. And this is one of those reasons why especially concerned veterans is trying to get it to the point where and emphasize that our veterans need to be able to go outside the VA and go to civilian doctors and get the best care possible, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. I think they certainly deserve it. I think that you would agree with me on that. And this is one of those things, folks, where transcends all politics. It transcends left and right. It transcends Republican, Democrat. It should transcend all those things. Because in our military, I like to say, I know it's not applicable to all the services, but generally speaking, in the military, there's one color and it's green, right? Everybody is, there's one uniform, basically, overall. And that's what we need to be aware of. And that's what we need to, because it's unifying. And when our vets go and they serve our country and they are either injured or wounded or they have other issues that come up as a result of their service, we owe them literally everything. So it's been a good couple of segments here, this last part of the program this morning. I really feel very strongly about that. And I appreciate Mary's call very much as well. Folks, we're going to head out for the morning. But I'll tell you what, I want you to stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio. And we're going to see you tomorrow morning, bright and early, right back here on the show. Kyle Warren with you. Everybody out there, take care out there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.